Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. For those of you that were listening in the past hour, welcome back. For those of you just tuning in to the 11 o'clock show, 11 o'clock Pacific time, well, welcome to the show. It is a fabulous day, talk radio day. Love it, love it, love it. Today, Dr. Friedemann Chow joining us here today, how to harness the wisdom and power of emotions. The one we're going to talk about today, shame, the catalyst to self-acceptance. I cannot wait to hear this. Shame has been a real showstopper for me along the years. And I know many of you out there, you're saying, hallelujah. Amen, sister. Been a showstopper for me, too. Shame. That is it. Dr. Friedemann Chow is joining us here today. Love, love, love. He's been a regular on the show. We get to actually watch him give birth to his upcoming book, which you're going to hear about a little bit. So excited that we've been part of that. It's been really, really kind of cool to actually see how someone takes their dream out to the world and can actually harness the power and the energy of doing so much good in the world that things become so easy and they get to represent a very powerful message. Today, we're going to be talking about shame, whether it's shaming ourselves, whether it's shaming another. All of this is a show. These are showstoppers. But Dr. Friedemann is going to show us how to turn them in to something that can catapult us to another level of our life. He is a founder of Cellular Wisdom, a personal breakthrough and empowerment program. He has over 15 years practicing as a physician, as a molecular biologist, but more importantly, making some decisions in his life so that he can step out into the world and help people become exactly the highest level of vibration and magnitude of their pure selves. He's joining us here today because we're doing a series that has to do with emotions. And we'll give you a recap of what we've talked about so far, and then we'll talk about shame. I want to tell you, if you're listening to the show and you're hearing this conversation, as when I was getting ready for the show, there are many questions that may come up. And I want to encourage you to pick up the phone, give us a call, and have Dr. Friedemann walk you through it or help you out, because shame is something that for many of us has caused us to plummet to the very depths of our soul. You know, places where we don't think we could come out. And, you know, right now with many of you out there, you've lost your job. You know, things have happened in your lives. And there is a lot of shame around this in our society. And so this show really is to help all of you rise up. And rise up to the beauty and brilliance that you are. But before we do that, we're going to pull a prosperity card to kick this off.
Now, here's Dr. Pat's prosperity message of the day.
Woohoo! Yeah, baby!
Did you just pick this card?
I just picked that card.
You have to read it. You're not going to believe this, Benny.
What does it say? Where do I read?
Right in the front, and then you got to flip over the back.
I am creating my life anew.
That was a card from the last hour.
Well, obviously, that's the theme
of
the day.
I guess we have to get reminded of that. Okay.
Or you need to shuffle them better.
Yeah. No,
he's dealing from the top. I'm just kidding.
I laid them out. Everybody watching the camera, right? Didn't you just see me lay these out on the table?
These are like 200 cards or something
exactly.
Like that, right? Wow. What are the odds?
I don't know.
You want to read again?
No, you go.
Okay. It is not necessary for your conscious mind to believe the prosperity statements at first. Nonetheless, you are creating change. When you repeat these affirmations with feeling, your subconscious mind picks up new beliefs and creates new experiences for you, which is very fitting.
That's it's very fitting
nice.
For today.
I love it.
You love it. Don't you love it?
Yeah.
All right. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. We're talking about shame. Why don't we take a minute and sort of recap on what you've talked about thus far in the series?
Well, the series started with anger.
Yeah.
And anger was certainly, you know, a topic that many people can relate to. And it helps you. Ultimately, the show is about what do these emotions really tell you? What is the message? And how can we use them to grow and to empower ourselves? And anger has, like every emotion, different angles. But one of them that I find very important is that anger can lead to that deeper sense of vulnerability and sadness that we really have to address. You know, anger in so many ways is just that armor we put out, that shield that shows us actually we feel powerless, we feel unwanted, we feel unloved. And so anger can be that catalyst of awareness that gets you more in touch with what's underneath that, what you're trying to show but not dare to say. And then underneath there is sadness. And so with sadness, we worked on the sadness as a bridge to your heart, the bridge to love. You know, really understanding that every tear we have is a tear that can resolve this wall that we have built around our heart and can open it up again and can lead to those more vulnerable emotions. And today the topic is shame. And I think shame is an epidemic. Shame is something that's in our society so prevalent, and starting already with children at an early age, this feeling of I'm ashamed of myself. And shame and guilt is different. Guilt is about, you know, you did something wrong, and somehow, you know, it's seen as, you know, something of honor to admit that you did something wrong, and people don't feel necessarily that bad. Maybe it feels bad for a minute, but then you feel actually
guilty,
good about yourself.
I ate that pint ice cream.
Right, and then you admit it, and you say, okay, I'm going to do something better about it. And, you know, you have more a direct line from the guilt to that what you want to do different, to the change. But shame is so fundamental because shame says, there is something wrong with me.
Yeah.
I am wrong, and I am a mistake. And how can you change that if you are fundamentally seeing yourself as wrong? And so many people hit the wall. That's what you mean with a showstopper, That's when you feel ashamed, it's this huge weight on your back. And often, you know, the only thing you feel you can do is just to hide out and avoid.
Right. Well, I love that we're talking about this because, this goes hand in hand, especially with the latest information out there about bullying. You know, people, children, and it's bullying, by the way, just so you know, it is not just children that are being bullied. Bullying is so dominant in the workplace these days. I coach people, and I'll tell you, it's very sad. But from the constant bombardment of information that we're not good enough, that we're too fat, too thin, don't have enough money, you know, We don't cut our grass the same way as the rest of the neighbors. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So it's not really only the big things that make us feel ashamed. It's actually these little things that keep us, you know, in our tracks. And there is actually an evolutionary background to shame. Shame is not, you know, there are certain emotions that are anchored in our evolution. It's almost like anchored in our DNA. It's something that we have been doing for hundreds of thousands of years, and we just keep on doing it. And the reason used to be that, you know, you need to fit in order to form a society. You know, if everybody would just like, you know, the Neanderthals just swing their little, you know, bones and kill each other and then nothing, don't feel anything about it, that would, of course, only lead to, you know, very, very tiny groups. And, you know, as more societies formed, there was also a need to how can we control the individual, the individual's ideas or needs to express themselves. How can we get this into a place where everybody somehow gets along and fits in? And shame was one of those emotions, the public embarrassment, that pointing out you are not one of us, that's a fear of rejection. And, you know, in the past, of course, people were rejected. You know, in the Middle Ages, they were kicked out of the village. And then, you know, they had to live in the desert and often, you know, starve to death because there was just, you know, not that security and not that providing from the society they used to live in. And then, you know, churches, you know, religions took up that theme as well and, you know, make you feel you're the sinner, you're the one who needs to feel ashamed. Shame is a virtue. All of those things had a purpose to somehow create order and also control. But the question now is, do we still need that?
I think that, you know, I think this is really good you're bringing it up because Dr. Friedman Schaub is in the house. Really important to explore what the consequences are. And then how do you invert those consequences or the responses to shame to live a powerful life like you're talking about in today's show?
Right.
But, you know, all of us that have been there at some point in time in our lives, you know, I mean, I got it early on as a kid. You know, we grew up pretty poor and, you know, my stepmom just absolutely refused to not get us new clothes to go to school. And she decided she's going to go out and she's going to shoplift them. Hmm. And off we went, the three girls, shopping for school clothes and ended up in a jail cell. You know, not we didn't. But and the shame that comes from that. I will tell you, though, that my mom was so beautiful and brilliant to turn a bad situation into gold that, you know, none of us really got scarred by it. But it's something that I think about now, you know, about what it is in life that we will go through and do to really survive in this world. You know, to what extent do we go? So that shame was part of her story, you know, and being embarrassed that here we are. Why don't we have clothes we can wear? Right. Why don't my kids have clothes they can wear to school, right? So it's really interesting. This is a great show. Dr. Friedman Schaub, How to Harness the Wisdom and Power of Emotions, Part 3, Shame, the Catalyst to Self-Acceptance with Dr. Friedman Schaub. Are you relating to this topic? How do you feel about yourself right now? How do you feel about your life? You know, how do you feel about your sex life? That's where shame really comes up. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. My feet want to move, so
get out of my way. I'm gonna have Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463, or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Love that. Don't stop the motion. I love that because that's what Dr. Friedman Child is talking about. Do not stop the motions. Let shame not be a showstopper. Okay, Dr. Friedman Child, everyone joining me here today. So excited. His book is coming up. It's coming out. We're going to celebrate it. Party. All right. What is the purpose of shame then? Because if we carry this, what feels like a burden around, and we're here today to say we can turn that around. Well, what is the purpose of it? What could it possibly do for us?
Well, as I said, in the past, it was about fitting in. And I think what's important to understand is that this idea that we still need to be ashamed of ourselves in order to have a functional society or to have relationships that work out is an idea that I think we have outgrown. You know, we have evolved over these, you know, many, many thousands of years. You know, human mankind has formed societies. And I think as much and as deeply shame has been ingrained in our system, but there have been also values and morals and a consciousness established over the thousands of years that makes us not to go to the neighbor, open the refrigerator and take something away from them or steal the wives or do things that would hurt others and that we would feel ashamed about. So in some ways you could say, you know, for the most part, we are reaching a level of consciousness where people are coming more from compassion and understanding when they relate to each other. Of course, we have still to do some more growth, but shame is not necessary for our society to work.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I'll tell you, we are so embedded. I want to talk about this evolution because how you help us. See this? This is my new phone. I got this new phone because I went back, had to go back my old phone. My first smartphone, I got one of the original smartphones, battery life, 4 hours maybe. And it was time for my big upgrade. And then I found out that my phone company was charging me $40 more a month because they had changed their plans, but they don't tell the people, right? So I went and I got this phone. So it's really funny because I just went and I got this phone. It was the guy showed me the phone. He said, which one do you like? I said, oh, this is prettier. I didn't know that it was a super duper Galaxy 3. I learned that pretty much this morning from Heather in the office. She looked at my phone. She said, oh, you got a phone. And, oh, look, yes, it'll do this and it'll do that. And what's interesting is that I watched, I observed a little group of youngins, right, early teens, the comparison around cell phones and how the group had the newest cell phone, but the one person didn't. I mean, do you think we're really bombarding our youth with opportunities for shame?
Absolutely. And once again, this is why I believe that this comparison, this trying to either stand out and have something special, but at the same time being afraid of standing out and being afraid of, you know, not fitting in, that inner conflict is creating a lot of, you know, baggage and stress for our youth, for ourselves. And it's not necessary for us to have a functional society to do that. And, you know, that what's the opposite of shame that we are told? You know, the opposite of shame we are told is pride, is shameless behavior, is narcissistic behavior, is being a sociopath. And that's not really what the opposite of shame is.
What is the opposite of shame? Because I'll tell you, we don't want to be stepping, I don't know, I don't think Benny does. We don't want to be stepping down that psychopathic, narcissistic path.
Right, exactly. But I think that's what often people are, yeah. You know, I even read something, the only shame about shame is not having any or something like this. So how we are, you know, told, well, shame is actually a good thing. It's a virtue. Mm. Well, it's not really a virtue. And it doesn't really have to keep you in check. This fear of, you know, abandonment, rejection ends up for you to reject and abandon yourself every time you're ashamed. When you have a cell phone and you feel like, oh, it's not as good as a, you know, my friend's cell phone, and you feel ashamed about this, in that moment, you take on an emotion that makes you feel not good enough, and that makes you feel like I'm not worthy, as worthy. And why? Because you identify yourself with something like a cell phone. You don't identify yourself with yourself. So the opposite of shame is actually a sense of self-worth and confidence that is based upon yourself, upon your authenticity, and not upon what you have or, you know, how you look. And I mean, when you really think about what we are ashamed of, you know, for women, one of the major things a study showed was, of course, how they look, you know, the size, you know, the fitting into the latest fashion, all those kind of things are important for women. And for men, it's about, you know, being someone who has the ability to have status in society, you know, have power. And very interestingly, also never show weakness. That's these things that men feel very often ashamed about, you know, not fitting in, maybe having not the money that others have, or, you know, having some kind of emotions that like anxiety that they want to hide from others. So we all have our different levels of shame, but it all ends up in the lack of acceptance of self. And it ends up in basically, as I said, this abandonment of self, because we're trying to hold on to something outside of us to prove that we actually are worthy and that we can fit in. And we can break through this through certain steps that I want to talk about today. But I think it's important to see that shame has a purpose. It had the purpose in the past for us to have some kind of a tribal consciousness, some kind of a connection to others. But there is also a purpose that, again, is about protection. It's about protection right now, because we are still believing in the illusion that only if we are seen and loved and embraced by others, then we are really safe. And we all sit in the same bus and we all feel alone in our shame, and nobody talks to each other. Nobody admits it. Nobody actually goes out and says, you know, do you actually really like to eat only carrots every day so that you fit into their zeros, you know, size jeans? Do you really like to have these really uncomfortable shoes on just because that's what they showed on TV? Do you really like to be like one of those people that, you know, you are told this is how you're supposed to be, but your nature, you know, the way you really are meant to be is exactly the opposite of what you are told you're supposed to be. Do you really like that? And if we really would go out and talk to each other and admit, I don't really like this prison that I'm in. I don't like this being ashamed all the time. I want to be free of that. I think we all would actually agree, yeah, that's my goal too. But how do we get there? How can we actually all pull together and make a change in the consciousness of our society?
I think that's a great question, Dr. Friedman, because it seems like on a regular basis, if you're plugged into pop culture or television or what you read or so forth out there, there are so many situations that we can have where we feel like we're less than. I mean, you used an example of the shoes. Honest to goodness, the shoes, 6-inch spike heels on young women, or even women that of any age that can wear them, how does anybody do that? I mean, I mean, maybe they're comfortable for some people, but there's a certain fitting in our culture that seems to be required. And the penalty for not fitting in can be severe. Bullying, I mentioned earlier. That is about not fitting in.
Well, is it about not fitting in, or is it about, you know, the person who tries to fit in, make you fit in, and giving in to that person?
I mean, right.
So, I mean, I think this is, the bullying is a good question. What drives the bullying? You know, are you feeling ashamed because you get bullied?
Right.
Or is the bully trying to make you feel ashamed? And then you're basically going through the cycle of having to make a decision. the decision. You know, I talked to a client the other day. He was bullied by his, you know, superiors about doing something that he personally thought was unethical.
Yeah.
It was not in his integrity to do that. And I would say 95% in this economy would probably say, okay, you know, forget about my values. I will not do that. I will actually not listen to my values. I will just keep
the
job. Exactly.
I will do it.
And,
I will do it.
You know, close my right eye and just not look so close.
That's right.
Well, he didn't. And he actually said, you know, I'm going to quit. Before I have to do this, I'm rather going to quit. And that kind of integrity gave him so much confidence that he actually found a much better job, you know, around the corner, because he knew he was true to himself. So what we also have to see in this regard is, if you get bullied, what is happening? You're not only feeling shame, but you're also selling yourself a little bit more. And by selling yourself a little bit more, you feel less about yourself and you become more and more get more in this feeling of worthlessness, which just drives you more into being bullied and getting bullied. So every time you say yes to a bully,
yeah,
you definitely have opened up another place for the bully to leverage their, you know, negativity.
Well, when we come back from break, I want to talk about what the side effects are of shame. For example, you know, how does this show up in our behavior in life? How does it hold us back? And then what can we do to overcome this? Because having shame is one thing, but how our behavior represents that shame could be something that really is detrimental to us. So how do we take it, overcome it, and turn it into an opportunity for us? Let's take a short break. Dr. Friedemann Chow is joining us here today. When we come back, he'll tell you about a free gift he's got for all of you out there, as well as talking about how to move beyond the shame. Whatever that is in your life, can we actually move beyond it and live the lives we desire? Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back with the show.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever noticed that when we connect to the essence of gratitude, we attract towards us all the hearts that are sheltered within our sacred space? In this sacred space, we are easily in touch with the source of all life and our soul, creating a place where respect and gratitude reside together. It is our haven of peace. Intuitively, we know how to connect to it, but our daily grind gets in the way of us having this profound experience. Set time aside daily to connect with your breath, as each breath is a prayer of gratitude to life. Let it nourish your life and soul. Let the essence of gratitude infuse you on your journey. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio, Infusion of Gratitude Meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit us at explorationgratitude.com.
Experience the wisdom of your body using kinesiology or muscle testing. Explore methods of consciously receiving the messages your body is sending. Are you holding on to emotional baggage or emotional trauma from the past? Are you experiencing minor and annoying yet chronic ailments? Find out if your body is subconsciously trying to get you to move in a different direction or just trying to get a need met. Go to awakentherapies.com. That's awakentherapies.com. Or make sure you call 425-998-3637.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. For more information about us, go to drpatlive.com or you could go to transformationtalkradio.com. Joining me here today, a regular on the show, Dr. Friedman Schaub, and we're talking about shame. Before we get into some of the, you know, side effects of shame, so to speak, and some of the remedies, what you can do to overcome it, take a moment, give out your information, let people know what you have available for them.
Well, if you feel like your emotions are sometimes just overwhelming and you try to avoid them, or if you feel like you just don't understand them and you need some kind of a deeper insight about what it is, what on a daily basis you're feeling, there is a wonderful exercise that I've created to listen to the messages of the emotions. And it really helps you to learn the language of your emotions. Emotions are coming from our subconscious. Emotions have a very deep meaning. Emotions are in many ways like an inner compass that can really guide us on our path that we are meant to walk on and not that others have meant for us to walk on. We just have to learn to listen. And our brain, as much as we think it's important and superior to our emotions, is not really providing us with the same information and the same wisdom as emotions can. So if you're interested in this exercise, email us at info@cellularwisdom.com. Cellularwisdom.com is also the website where you can find more out about the personal breakthrough and empowerment program I'm offering. I'm working with people all across the globe via Skype or also via the phone, and just help you to overcome the challenges that emotions or some old patterns can really present to you and keep you in the tracks. And shame is a very common challenge that I'm helping people to overcome, because shame can really lead to all different kinds of physical problems, such as chronic pain or even insomnia, because you have constantly this burden of the emotion weighing down on you. And of course, shame can also lead to addictive behavior, because the pain that shame cost us can at times be so overwhelming that all we can do is just to grab to the bottle or try to take some pills to not have to feel that debilitating feeling of shame, this constant question, what's wrong with me? Why am I not good enough? How can I better fit in? It's a terrible driving force that poses these questions. And often it's something that we actually then eventually dislike. Or, you know, when you think about the part of you that creates shame, it often is seen as an inner critic. It's often seen as, you know, a part like, you know, these two men at the Muppet shows that are making fun of the people, you know, on stage. It's, you know, seen as something that's rather evil inside of us and that doesn't necessarily want to our best or doesn't necessarily want us to be happy. And this is one of the steps of overcoming shame, which is to having a deeper understanding and compassion for that part that is actually creating the shame. Because shame is not only evolutionary, but it's also reinforced when we grow up in our childhood. You know, my first experience of shame was when I was maybe like 8 or 9 years old, and somebody pointed out that I'm actually wearing shoes of a girl. And my parents just, you know, never thought about buying me different shoes. My sister was 3 years older. How convenient is that? So I was just wearing her clothes and I was wearing, you know, her shoes. And unfortunately, these shoes were bright red and they looked a little girly, I have to admit, looking back. But I didn't care. They were comfortable.
Yeah.
They're nicely, you know, worn in. And so as soon as this kid told me, oh, you're wearing girl shoes, and other kids joined in and started laughing, I felt this uncomfortable feeling of standing out. And and later on, being more already susceptible to it, I felt very much standing out because I was the tallest. I had a terrible haircut for some reason. And I definitely had a very, very outstanding nose, which everybody made fun of. So there was a lot of shame growing up. And what I felt that that happened with the shame is that I became more and more driven, or inside of me, this question of what do I need to do to get other people's appreciation and approval was more and more dominant. And I, you know, really was often in situations where I think I sold myself short in order to have some friends, and certainly some friends took advantage of that. And then, you know, when I was 13 or 14, of course, I discovered there are girls. And with my level of insecurity and shame, I didn't want to talk to girls. I mean, I knew they're going to reject me, make fun of me or something. So I stepped back. But that was the interesting thing. And so, you know, I'm talking always about the inner worthiness. But sometimes it's actually interesting how an external influence can create this bridge to your inner worthiness. And it was from the most unlikely source. It was a man in front of a big cathedral in Strasbourg, France. And we were on a school outing, and he came from Senegal, and he was selling, you know, all these kind of trinkets and stuff directly in front of that church. And he had a nice little necklace with a cross. And he came to me. Of course, he wanted to sell something, but he looked at me and he said, you know, you're a really good-looking boy. With this necklace, you will be able to talk to any girl you want to. As if he would know me. It was quite amazing.
Right.
So, you know, of course, I bought it.
Yeah.
And just having that made me feel so much more confident. I, you know, was all of a sudden feeling there was almost like an invisible shield around me that this necklace gave me. I was cool. I was feeling cool. And all of a sudden I was able to, you know, start to talk to girls, and they talk back. I realized they don't bite. They actually like me. And so, but the interesting thing for me was there that I feel it wasn't really, of course, looking back, the necklace that gave me the power, but it was that there was a person believing in me, that there was a person seeing me as that, you know, potential that I didn't really recognize. And that's what we can do for each other. You know, one of the things that I will talk about more is how we can individually help ourselves to overcome shame. But I think we have to realize we have the responsibility to help each other to overcome shame. And so, you know, I was sitting out in the hallway here waiting for the show, and there was a woman walking by, and there is this natural reaction to look aside, you know, just to try to not make eye contact. And she had the head a little bit down, and, you know, and when you say then hello, all of a sudden, you know, there is a smile on the face, the head goes up, and you see, you feel seen. This person then felt seen, and all of a sudden there is this recognition. Oh, wow, somebody actually just with a simple hello accepts me. And that's very simple gift that you can give every day to others can really change not only how they feel, but also how you feel, because you see that you have the power to make people's day simply by seeing them, recognizing them, accepting them. And just imagine all the listeners in the show could go ahead and today start once a day just recognizing somebody for who they are and just being open to acknowledging them with a hello or making like a little comment that really gives people the sense of being valued. You could really create an enormous shift already in your life by doing so.
Yeah, it's very interesting that you mentioned that because, you know, we all get caught up in our busy, busy world and we don't take time to stop and recognize someone or ask how you doing today or, you know, whatever the gesture might be. And is that because we're just so detached? Or is it because we have our own issues? What is it?
No, I think it's an avoidance. I think it's an avoidance of the connection because the connection potentially can expose us, can, you know, make us feel more vulnerable. And I don't think that we expect from other people to necessarily have any kind of positive feedback. It's a, you know, since we are all a little afraid of intimacy, afraid of vulnerability, we rather are, you know, hiding out and staying in this little comfort zone than really reaching out and just, you know, chatting somebody up and just, you know, being curious. What are you about? Because the interesting thing is
that's so true.
Everybody has, you know, that's the part of my work that I love. Everybody has such deep wisdom and such interesting stories to share. I always think each of my clients should write a book because each of those stories are inspirational.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we forget that it's no longer about fitting in. It's actually about being that shining light that you are and showing it. And I think that's where, you know, these little tiny steps can help you to grow into and to, you know, overcoming shame is not a light switch. Overcoming shame is not just beating it down. Overcoming shame is also to really build trust in yourself. So, you know, where this led to the story of my childhood, I think when you realize that the source of shame is often a part of you that still looks through the eyes of your childhood, that still, you know, feels like, well, you're still this, you know, lanky kid that, you know, is made fun of and wears girl shoes. If you realize that there is a part of you that wants to simply protect you through shame. It doesn't want you to, you know, get embarrassed again or laughed
right.
at. Then you can have compassion for this part and realize, you know, there is something more important than shame, which is freedom. There is something more important than shame, which is being content with yourself and starting to accept and appreciate yourself. These are feelings that you can tell this part, I am striving for. I'm not striving for right now to, you know, avoid being mocked or laughed at. And I think that's, you know, then you are not angry at your shame. You actually start to have compassion and embrace it.
Wow. Dr. Friedemann Chow, when we come back, we're going to talk about how you can continue to overcome shame. You know, what is it that you want to focus on in your life right now and think, how am I ever going to get past that? Hopefully today you'll hear something that will help you. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Well, honey, I don't have a prayer. Every time I see you standing there, I go down upon my knees. And I'm Jay. Swore I'd never compromise on, but you convinced me otherwise.
Ah, yeah. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is in the house. We're talking about how to harness the wisdom and power of emotions. Part three, shame, the catalyst to self-acceptance. And Dr. Friedemann, one more time, let folks know where they could get the download. And you know, this is really important for us to learn how to move beyond change, how to actually get it to be a catalyst for self-acceptance.
Right. And so this is a tool about connecting to your emotions, but just being able to listen to your emotions, taking the time, giving yourself the space to understand more. What do actually my emotions tell me? What does the shame tell me? So in order to be able to learn, than to not only listen, but also address the source, the root of the shame. I'll send you an exercise if you give me an email. If you send me an email at info@cellularwisdom.com, info@cellularwisdom.com, and cellularwisdom.com is also the website. Now, what we've started to talk about is what other ways to overcome. So we talked about reaching out to others, seeing them, and really helping each other to overcome the shame and to. And what I find about shame is that there are three things that really make shame even possible. And if we are addressing all three things, we are actually able to really, again, as I said, build a foundation that is not built upon the desire of fitting in, the fear of rejection and the shame that comes with it, but we are building a foundation of confidence and self-worth. And the three things that make shame possible are that we compare ourselves with others and make others our reference point. If we would live in a deserted island and there would be nobody around, then there would be nothing to compare with and we wouldn't feel shame.
Mm-hmm.
We can only feel shame because other people are making us feel ashamed. Now, do they do it really? I mean, do they tell us you are supposed to feel ashamed? Or, and that's the second thing that makes shame possible, do we often make assumptions? do we form these criteria in our mind that tell us, oh, I should be this. Oh, people probably think I'm that. Oh, yeah, you know, I'm not really cool enough. I don't have enough money. The neighbors are thinking, you know, why is she in sweatpants today? You know, all these kind of things that we are creating inside of us. You know, I remember a client, it was really a great story because she was terrified of exposing herself, terrified of vulnerability. And what she did was basically always pretending that she's, you know, in a good mood, she's strong, everything is fine. But deep inside, there were a lot of things from her childhood that she hadn't, digested, that we worked on and that she felt ashamed about. Now, in one of our sessions, she realized, oh my God, I have to call my boss because I'm running late. So she called her boss, left a message in the voicemail, and we went back into the session and talked about her childhood and the, you know, some of the bad things that happened to her there. And, you know, the reasons why she had felt so ashamed. And all of a sudden, we hear this voice saying, if you're satisfied with your message, please, you know, press 1. And so everything that she said for the last 10 minutes was on the voicemail of that person.
Ah.
And so that what she always wanted to avoid, this being exposed, all of a sudden was in the open, in the hands of her manager. And she felt in a complete panic attack. And of course, you know, that was like the nightmare that she really, really didn't want to go through. And but for us, it was great because we had an opportunity to really work
right
with that feeling right as it was in her face. Now, she calmed down. She went to work. She went to her boss and said, you know, sorry, I think, you know, you must have gotten a very strange message. And this is what happened. And he just made like a, you know, a little joke and smiled at her. And that was it. There was no kind of feeling of, you know, I want to shame you or.
Uh-huh.
So that was really nice. But for her.
Ah, it was a nightmare.
But afterwards, she felt all of a sudden so free.
Wow.
Because she all of a sudden felt like, wow, it already happened. The worst thing happened. Now it's out there. Now, you know, he knows. People know what happened with me. They know. I'm working with somebody to find more confidence. And in that moment, that freedom gave her then the courage to talk to another manager about something that was about, you know, she needed like a visa status upgrade. And she was always afraid to ask for help. Again, one thing about shame and vulnerability is that you don't want to necessarily ask for help because you're afraid.
That is
rejection.
Such a key point there. That is really key.
And she did. She was feeling so free in that moment, so much like, oh, I can actually just be myself. I don't have to hide something. I don't have to now lock this away and feel, oh, the deep secret, if people would know, they would never want to talk to me again. For some reason, that gave her the freedom to ask that person, and it kept the ball rolling. You know, she got the support she wanted. So it was really a game changer. So it's quite fascinating how in her life, you know, you could say the universe or her life showed up and made that situation happen for her to experience. Isn't it a much greater sense, or is it a much more enjoyable feeling to have the freedom just to allow to be yourself? And even though you have dark sides that, you know, you were afraid to present, rather than hiding it and always living
right
in the secret. So that's something that I find also important, that we are learning to be more open with that, what really we are trying to hide, and be aware of it. Of course, you know, work on it, but ultimately also realize these stories that we have inside can be actually great inspirations for others, and can also help others when they're sitting in their little pain cave to come out and see, you know, wow, you actually, you know, found that healing and that light.
Yeah.
So I can do that too.
Well, you know, what you're talking about, though, is kind of interesting because, you know, you mentioned something really key. It is getting to the place where you can ask for help, because sometimes, I know for me in my life, is I've been my own worst enemy.
Right.
In a lot of ways, by trying to figure the problem out myself, yeah, and really getting nowhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think you know, by having someone like you, for a harder talk to, someone that understands this and is compassionate, I think that's the key. What does it take for us to really get to the place where we know we ask for help?
Well, I think we first of all have to know that we are worthy,
yeah,
of getting help.
Yeah.
And we have to learn to understand that other people want to actually help us. because we actually enjoy giving. I think when you really think about, if you're asked for help and you are helping someone, that's one of the most satisfying feelings that you can have. But we don't necessarily, when we are the ones who are seeking help, remember how good it feels for those that help us to actually do the helping. And just really realizing that this is one of those things that we can on every day practice receiving and giving, which is a natural flow of life, will also help us to find the confidence and worthiness to make a difference.
Dr. Friedman Schaub, everybody, go to cellularwisdom.com, go to thedrpatshow.com, and remember, have a fabulous day. And please take some action to help you move beyond whatever shame you may be experiencing. We'll see you next time on The Dr. Pat Show. Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts. Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.